Good morning. High pressure is building in behind the front that produced a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms yesterday. That front continues to track off the eastern seaboard, and we have a light west-northwesterly breeze bringing the humidity down. In fact, temperatures starting out between about 5 and 10 degrees cooler than this time yesterday now that we're behind the front. Drier air building in, but in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, a weak disturbance passing by. That's generating some cloud cover, and we'll have sunshine mixed with those clouds through the early morning period. Gradually, though, as the drier air builds in and the disturbance exits, we'll have more in the way of sunshine through the afternoon, and this will help temperatures push into the middle and upper 70s on average for afternoon highs. High pressure overhead tonight will allow the winds to die out, and with a crystal clear sky, a cool night for early July with many locations in the lower to mid-50s, but plenty of 40s out there as well, especially across the higher terrain by sunrise. This will set us up for a beautiful sunny Friday for the beginning of the holiday weekend. It'll be cool to start, but a warm afternoon with highs in the upper 70s to around 80 with refreshing humidity. Another weak disturbance will head through on Saturday for Independence Day, so we have just the outside risk of an afternoon thunderstorm, but mainly dry, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will push into the lower 80s. A new area of high pressure will build in on Sunday and last into the early part of next week, keeping it mostly sunny, with highs in the lower to mid-80s both days, before a few clouds show up Tuesday and Wednesday, and the risk of a thunderstorm increases through the middle of next week, with highs in the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the Central Plains into the Tennessee and lower Ohio River Valley. Strong heating will occur today across Oklahoma and Texas. Forcing for ascent along a stationary front should result in a rapid increase in storm coverage by late afternoon over western Oklahoma. An expansion of new development is also possible, trending eastward along the frontal boundary into northern Arkansas and perhaps western Tennessee. In all of these areas, damaging winds appear to be the main threat, given linear forcing and merging outflows. However, large hail will also be possible, especially over Kansas and Oklahoma. And the excessive heat will continue out west with some signs of a pattern change into the weekend, though today we'll still see some triple-digit heat in many locations. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Long Beach, California at 7:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada at 3:14 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with drizzle and fog, 39 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 45 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 55, 81% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Baraga Plains and Kenton, both in Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny near 80, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 81 degrees, the low 64. The average temperature 73, that's 2 degrees above normal. 9/100 of an inch of rain yesterday, that's the total for the month, which is 4/100 below average. And 15.51 inches for the year, which is 3.19 inches of precipitation below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 60. The record high 98 set in 1966, and the record low 40 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly sunny and pleasant today, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly to mostly sunny today, with comfortable temperatures in the middle to upper 70s. Clear skies tonight, with lows around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight, comfortably so, with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm with refreshing humidity, upper 70s. Just the outside risk of a thunderstorm on the 4th of July, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds Saturday in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny and warm on Sunday and Monday in the lower to mid 80s, and the risk of a thunderstorm through midweek with highs on Tuesday and Wednesday in the middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.